This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome to another episode of Careers Unusual, where we speak to people with jobs that are off the beaten path. Good afternoon, I'm Audrey Raj. On the show this week, we have someone with an astonishing part-time job, and he was hiding right under our noses right here at BFM. Azli Usman is the audio engineer at BFM. He's the guy that basically makes all of us BFM presenters sound good on air. But when he's not here in the studio, Azli is a luthier. Now, for those of you who, like me, had no idea what that meant the first time I heard it, a luthier is someone who builds or repairs string instruments, generally consisting of a neck and a sound box. So Azli here actually repairs, designs, and hand makes guitars in his spare time. Real, shiny, expensive electric guitars to be exact. We speak to him about his passion and how he honed his skills to be the much sought after luthier he is today.
All right, Azli, just to get started, maybe you can tell us a bit about yourself and how you started making handmade guitars.
Well, I guess like other kids my age back then, you know, we kind of tired, have to travel all the way to KL just to get our guitar repaired and spend a lot of money repairing it or upgrading it. So I decided, okay, I have to do something, you know, because I couldn't afford all those, right? So I decided I just took everything out and see what's going on inside the guitar.
You took a guitar apart by yourself.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you did this?
13.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you were a musician back when in like your early teenage years.
Yeah, I was. I started playing music since I was like 9, 10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I started performing since I was 12.
And so you took this guitar apart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you manage to put it back together?
I know. I totally destroyed it. Then, a friend of mine came over and he helped me out. He told me, dude, you got to do this. This is a volume pot. This is a tone pot, right? So these are pickups, you know? So you have to wire it in a certain way so that you can get signals out of it, right? So I guess took me around a year plus to really understand what guitars, you know, all about. Then that's only the electronic parts. I have to consider the fretting parts, the mathematical scales on the guitar necks. So each fret produces different notes. If I like, you know, make a mistake on the frets or something, right, I'll be out of tune. So yeah, there's a lot of things involved. Even the moisture in the wood plays a huge role. If you can get a wood that is around 6% moisture content, you're safe.
Perfect.
But if anything more than that, you'll get your paint crack or the sound is not good enough, the wood doesn't resonate as well. So yeah, there's a lot of things. Even paint plays a huge role
into the make and sound of a guitar.
Yes.
Well, we'll come back to that in a bit, but first I have to find out, Where did you learn to actually make these guitars?
I used to enroll into this guitar class. I play classical guitar as well. So this teacher of mine, he built classical guitars. And then I love woodworking. I've been doing woodworking since I was a kid as well. So he told me, dude, why don't you just build a guitar? I don't know how to build a guitar. Never mind, I'll teach you. But he taught me how to build a classical guitar. You see? I love classical guitar to a point that, you know, I would play one, but to build one is a huge hassle because you have to build a mold first before you can bend the sides and whatnot, right? You have to understand how the wood resonates so you can brace the top and the back. So that thing takes a lot of time, you know, to understand, just to understand the principle of classical or acoustic guitars. I wanted to build an electric guitar because I want to be a rock star, right? So, yeah, he gave me some books, you know, some catalogs, actually. So I looked it over and then, sir, can I order this? He said, yeah, sure. I'll order it for you. I paid him. He gave me a bunch of stuff which I ordered. Then I started building my guitars. It was a mess. Yeah, it was a huge mess. I think it took me around 3 to 4 years to actually build an actual guitar.
Wow.
Yeah.
3 to 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, were you building it and it was going wrong or what was happening?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I couldn't get everything straight and I couldn't get anything centered. So it pisses me off and I just threw it away. And I started over. So, yeah, 3-4 years, yeah. Seriously.
So do you remember that first time when you actually completed your first guitar and it actually sounded good? Do you remember that?
Honestly, the first good sounding guitar that I've built, I guess it was like around 7-8 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Previously, yeah, it sounded something, but, you know, it's not as good as now.
So all this takes practice.
Yes. A lot of patience, a lot of investment. Yeah.
So custom-made guitars these days are aplenty, but they tend to be very commercialized. And most of them use heavy machinery to actually build the guitars, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I understand that you make your guitars entirely by hand and common hardware without this kind of machinery. Now, what kind of tools do you use?
I use bandsaw. Mm-hmm. I use hand router. I have 2 hand routers. One, small ones for this, you know, intricate work. Like inlays or frettings, something like that. One huge one to cut the body. And drills. I don't use drills that much, but yeah, I have to have one.
Do you need special woodwork skills to do this?
Yeah, you do. A lot of woodworking knowledge.
And I imagine you must need to be a perfectionist too.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm a sound engineer and I'm a perfectionist as well, so yeah.
Do you make any custom designs?
Actually, there's a client of mine in Shah Alam, right? He wanted a special kind of guitars. And just to be some sort like a mascot in his store, guitar shop.
So it's not meant to be played, it's just to be...
It can be played. It can be played. It can be... you can use it for gigs or recordings and whatnot. But he just wanted that guitar just to hang in his shop as a mascot. It's a custom-built guitar just for his store.
What was so special about it?
The core body is swamp ash, American swamp ash. The top is quilted and highly figured maple.
Oh.
Yeah. If you put lacquer on it, clear lacquer on the figured maple, right? The quilted or flame maple, right? As if you are staring into an ocean. Because if you flip the wood, the grain goes, you know, different ways. So it's like a hologram, some sort like that.
Wow, sounds very fancy.
Yeah, as if you're staring in the ocean, you can see all the fishes and whatnot, right? And seahorses, you know, stuff like that. If you stare into the woods, you can see seahorses as well. You know.
Very trippy.
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe you can walk us through the process of making a piece, like from the idea design to achieving the end product. What do you have to do step by step?
Okay, you need to identify what kind of sound you're going for. I mean, mahogany has a warmer tone than maple. Maple is a very bright wood, a very hard but snappy wood. Same goes with mahogany. Mahogany is a very porous wood and it's way snappier than maple. Some people would say mahogany is a very forgiving wood, but to me, maple is more forgiving because... it doesn't snap as well, you know, so it retains its stiffness and it's more stable than mahogany. But in my case, I don't use those kind of woods. I use local woods.
Like?
Mempisang, I use agatis, I use javier pine, I use meranti, nyato, kayu malam. Kayu malam is our local ebony from Sarawak. It is known as Makassar ebony. They consider that as Indonesian ebony, but it's actually from Sarawak. And, number 2 depends on what scale you want. Popular scale is around 25.5 inch. That is Fender Strat scale. Les Paul scale is about 24.75 inch. PRS or Paul Rick Smith scale is about 25 inch. So take your pick, either 6 strings or 7 strings. So at 7 strings, you need a longer scale, such as 26 to 27 inch scale. So once you identify what wood you want, the scale you wanted, the design you want, then I just start cutting. You know, drawing on a piece of MDF, cut it up, make a template out of it, cut them properly using routers and bandsaw. Those are my favorite tools.
And then how do you piece it together?
Glue it. Special kind of glue.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
Special kind of glue. I use Franklin Type 1. Normally, the original formula and Type 1 3, those are kind of the strongest wood glue so far. And it resists this thermoplastic creep.
Mm.
Thermoplastic creep is something that over time, you can see the seam, the glue seam, you know, where you join the wood, right? You can see it. But with the original and Type 1 3, you'll be able to see. And it's water resistant. The only way you can separate the glue joint is through heat, and or you have to cut it up. That's it. See? I love using maple for the neck. Of course, maple. I can get it locally here, honestly, in Sungai Buloh, actually, they're selling one. Makassar ebony for fretboards. I like to use either Meranti or Agatis for the body. And depending on my mood or the design, I would like to put quilted maple on the top. So, give you like, you know, a soft maple, a soft wood, soft body, core body with a hard top. Hard neck with hard fretboards, you can get some sort of like an even frequency response throughout the guitar. But of course, it all depends on your hardware as well. Hardtail. Hardtail is a bridge, guitar bridge, where you put on your guitar body, right? And it doesn't move. That's a hardtail. But for Floyd Rose, you know, most of the rock stars nowadays love to use, right, dive bombs, you know, made famous by Eddie Van Halen. Yeah, that thing can make wonders through it. Seriously.
What goes into achieving the right kind of sound?
It's endless, actually, and it's somewhat subjective because different people has different tastes, you know. It's basically, you know, what you want, actually. You know, if you want a blues guitar, you might as well use... I mean, personally, I'd rather have, like, a single coil kind of sound, right? As opposed to humbucker. If I'm going for a rock guitar, I'll use humbucker. Humbucker is a pickup. It's a guitar pickup. It's a microphone for a guitar. Humbucker has a higher output. So you can crank your amp as loud as you want without getting those feedbacks and whatnot, hums and whatnot. But single coils, it's a little bit finicky. You have to be gentle with it, you know, otherwise you create hums. So, yeah.
Coming back to painting the guitars, would this require high-level artsy brushwork? So what goes into that?
Paint plays a huge role. There are several types of paint. And if anybody would want to paint a guitar, please, please, from my experience and for somebody who actually has to repaint the guitar, right? Please do not use those spray cans because they are gummy. And that the paint would destroy the guitar sound. It wouldn't sound that good. And it wouldn't last.
Let's talk about costs. How much would one handmade electric guitar cost?
Average?
Yes.
7,000 to 12,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and how do you measure the costs and then settle with a pricing?
Well, it all depends on the price of the wood, the work needed, the hardware, the time spent. It all depends on that. You know, what the client wants, you see. If you're not somebody who look for a boutique guitar, right? You are better off buying guitar off the shelves. But if you're looking for something different and willing to go all out for it, go for boutique guitars.
And you have clients ordering your guitars from overseas as well?
Yeah, Japan, Singapore, Florida. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And how have they contacted you?
Phone. WhatsApp.
This is through word of mouth, or
yeah,
do you have
any? I have my YouTube channel anyway. Yeah, they emailed me. They wanted this. You know? So I just, okay. But the only thing that really bugged me about overseas clients that it's not the client itself. It's the shipping.
Oh, shipping costs can be crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before we go, Azli, do you have any advice for people out there venturing out to build a career out of their pure passion, just like you did?
Well, you have to be resilient. You know, you have to be resilient, you have to have patience, learn as much as you can before doing it. Nowadays it's a lot easier because you guys have YouTubes, right? We have YouTubes nowadays, right? You can imagine back then, I didn't have any YouTubes.
It's right? All practice.
Yes. So I guess, yeah, patient. Knowing what you want is the most important thing in whatever you do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Azli.
Welcome.
I've been speaking to luthier Azli Usman, whose fine electric guitars are now making beautiful music around the world. If you'd like to see some of Azli's work, head on over to his YouTube channel, Azli101, for a glimpse of his works of art. Or if you'd like to hear Azli rave about his guitar works again, download this podcast at bfm.my or on the BFM app, now available on the App Store and on Google Play. I'm Audrey Raj. You've been listening to Careers Unusual, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.